From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, June 10th, 2014. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail. The Catskill Town Board was briefed last week on the proposed reuse of St. Patrick's School as an artist-in-residence facility. The studios at Catskill, as the project is known, calls for the conversion of the former school campus into a mix of artist residencies, studios, community usage, spaces, and more. Project sponsors Victor Cornelius and Thomas Judson said the financial feasibility of the project rests on the plan to sell approximately two-thirds of the 10-acre property as a building lot for residential development. Catskill Village Director of Community Development Nancy Richards said Monday, June 9th, the project is in the very beginning stage and has not yet been scheduled to come before the Village Planning Board. Concerns have begun to surface from neighbors of the former school, and many are expected to attend a meeting of the Village Board Wednesday, June 11th, to make those concerns known to Village officials. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Joe Gentile is reporting in the Register Star the FAA has suggested the Columbia County Airport be reclassified into a category which would allow the county to operate with a much shorter runway safety zone than originally thought. The Board of Supervisors Airport Committee was informed last week the airport could be reclassified because of the volume of jet traffic at the Ghent location was low enough to allow for the change. As a result, the current 1,000-foot runway safety area could be reduced to a 300-foot safety zone. Blogger Sam Pratt reported the FAA's idea may still require the county to acquire navigation easements from the adjacent Meadow Greens property to secure against obstructions in the approach zone. Airport Committee Chairman Art Basson said the committee is delighted with the new development. He is now awaiting a letter from the FAA confirming reclassification is a viable option. The Daily Freeman is reporting the New York Department of Environmental Conservation and the New York New Jersey Trail Conference have formed a partnership to protect natural resources and enhance recreation in the Catskill Mountain region. The Catskills Conservation Corps will work toward engaging more people in stewardship and outdoor recreation projects in the Catskills. The Trail Conference will recruit and supervise volunteers to perform various stewardship tasks in the Catskills. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. For the local weather forecast, today there is a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 78. The chance of precipitation is 40%. Tonight there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy with a low around 63. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Wednesday there's a chance of showers mainly after 1 p.m., cloudy with a high near 74. Wednesday night a chance of showers, cloudy with a low around 60. Thursday, a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible afternoon, cloudy and a high near 74. Thursday night showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm, cloudy with a low around 65. And on Friday, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm, mostly cloudy with a high near 78. And Friday night, showers with possible thunderstorm, mostly cloudy with a low around 62. Sunrise today was at 5:18 a.m. and sunset today is at 8:31 p.m., with the length of the day being 15 hours and 12 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, June 10th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.